Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
Boom goes the dynamite. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It's hour two, and it's brought to you by Mazda of Jackson. Guys, get over there today. I saw the CX-90 in person yesterday. I've seen one in person. I was sitting at a red light yesterday in Brandon, and I look over. I'm like, what is that fine thing coming my direction? It's a CX-90. It looks like if Bentley made an SUV. I mean, it's really, really high-end. Super nice. Get over there, check that thing out. Some of the specials I got right now is 1.9% financing for 36 months on the 2024 CX-30 Premium. They got 3.9% financing for 60 months on the 2024 CX-5 Carbon Edition and a $750 APR cash. And here's the real kick to when you get a vehicle from Mazda Jackson. It comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you. Look, people are keeping their vehicles longer and longer and longer. You get a free lifetime powertrain warranty. It's got some limitations, but generally speaking, these things are really good. They're the real deal. When I worked at another dealership, we offered them there, and they're legit. They also, don't go buy a TV if you're buying a car, because you're going to get a free one at Mazda Jackson, a free 43-inch flat screen with all purchases. Check them out today, MazdaofJackson.com. Locally owned. Want to make sure I drive that point home. Locally owned, Mazda of Jackson, right there at Briarwood Drive on the frontage road in North Jackson. All right, so our guest has not quite made it in yet, so we are going to continue on with some of your text messages, because they've just been so good that I don't want to miss them. James Oliver says, in my question about funding Ukraine, what should we fund other than Ukraine? He goes, how about MDOT and fix some of these roads? That may be the text of the day, and we didn't even know it. Let's see here. Jerry says, not knocking women's sports, just a call for equal pay. Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Jerry. I'm with you 100%. Let's see here. William in Brandon says, I'd rather fund litter boxes for the furry kids in school bathrooms than fund Ukraine any longer. William and Brandon, I'm glad you brought that up. I got a couple links here saved. Some students at a Utah school decided to protest the school allowing furries. And I got to thinking, I've got some of that here. I got to thinking, if they did that here in Mississippi, you know, Mississippi Today, not Mississippi Today, but Mississippi Free Press and that whole crew, Ashton, Pittman, all them, you know, they would most likely, allegedly, call them all white supremacists. You can't be against furries. You're part of the supremacy. No, Ashton, you're part of the supremacy, the rainbow supremacy. Let's listen to these kids. This is from Libs of TikTok. The students claim that the furries actually bite them and bark at them and pounce on them without repercussions. However, if they defend themselves in any way, they get in trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, if you or your kid, it doesn't matter how you dress, but for the sake of this conversation, if you're dressed up as a furry and you come at me, bro, I'll put you down. It ain't up to me to decide if you're a real animal or not. You want to play animal? I'm going to treat you like one, like a rabid dog with rabies. I'm going to put you down like old Yeller. Take you out back, I'm going to put you down. Do not try to bite me dressed up as anything. Let's listen to these kids.
So are they wearing a mask every day?
Yes. But every time they go, they're always just wearing a mask. But the principal finally stood up and banned those stuff.
But they still wear them every day.
Yeah, they don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get to make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice, be nice.
And then...
What's the point of dressing up like a furry?
They want attention.
So people can come at them and just look at them and think that they're so cool.
Okay. Are you guys going to be in trouble for walking out of school today?
No, maybe.
All right, so I know that's a lot to digest there. You probably need to see it, so I'm going to retweet it here on my Twitter X account. One day we'll get past calling it both. I just hit repost there, so if you want to go see that, go to Libs of TikTok or at Save JXN. I always say Save JXN because, hey, follow me while you're there. We've got a little more video from them here. These are the same kids that stormed out of school. They said, we're not going to take it. Even though Twisted Sister are a bunch of cucks themselves, and they would absolutely be far. They'd be on the furry side, but they do have a great song. All right, so I'm not sure exactly what they're chanting there, but it's anti-furry, so I'm pro-fart. Hey, you know, look, if you're an adult and you want to dress up as a furry and go to a Comic-Con or anything else, by all means, I'm all about living your life. I'm a bit of a nerd, believe it or not. I love Comic-Con stuff. I love science fiction, all that stuff. I'm all about escaping reality and enjoying yourself. I don't want to ever take anybody's joy from their life. But I'm also about living in the real world. It's like I was saying earlier. I love to watch, on Monday nights, I love to watch wrestling. But you know, I know it's not real. It's an escape from reality. And hearing a good story. There's been rumors for a while, and the principal at Brandon denies it. But I've heard it from more than one student, more than one parent, that there's a kid out there at Brandon High School that thinks they're a cat. Again, the principal denied it when I asked him about it, and I don't think he has any reason to lie. But somebody at Brandon thinks that they're a cat. Now, whether they dress up and go to school is that, or there was maybe some rumors that there was even a litter box there for this cat person. I've never seen any visual evidence, but I've talked to several kids that claim that to be the case, but I give them the benefit of the doubt here and say that kids hear things and run with it as fact. So do adults. But neither here nor there. We need to quit pandering to crazy people. The longer you let nut jobs continue thinking that their false reality is real, the further into life they go thinking we should pander to every one of their needs. Again, these kids talking about these furries hitting them and biting them and whatnot, and then they get in trouble if they defend themselves? Absolutely not. If you have a kid, this ain't a call to action, allegedly, but if you have a kid that goes to a school somewhere and a furry bites them, and that principal doesn't do something, you need to go bite that principal. Allegedly. All right, we got our guest here in the studio. We're going to take a break real quick, come back, hit the reset button, and we're going to talk to Cy Parks with the Lost Sock. Innovative new business out there in Madison County. We'll be right back on WYAB.